Isn't it awesome?
It's where fun meets awesome.
Chicago's most fun afternoons with Scotty K.
I never thought you'd have to ban this thing from a classroom, but I guess you do. Now, Emily and Cedar Lake, you're a teacher, right?
I am.
All right, so there was an article that was talking about this teacher that had to ban certain words. I know my teenager, who's in eighth grade now, like calls me all the time, bruh, or use the words riz, or anytime he likes something, he's like, bet. And I'm like, what? I don't even know what you're saying anymore.
Lit.
Right, exactly. So there's a teacher that banned 32 different words and phrases in their classroom. But have you ever had to ban something from your classroom that isn't necessarily like banned from school or against the school rules? You're just like, we're not, that is not something we can do in this class. I can't handle when you say the word riz, or you know what I mean?
Yeah, so like before all those fun words came out, I taught middle school. They would say shut up to each other, and it would sound like adults saying F you to each other. So I was like, nope, we're not using that word in here. Other than that, I mean, I was pretty okay with, you know, if they were chewing gum or whatever, you know.
Oh, okay, yeah. I mean, like I said, my son Chance is in eighth grade, and, you know, he's like, brah!
Oh my gosh.
I'm like, you pronounced dad wrong.
So. Yeah.
And I remember growing up, before they were actually banned from school, there were teachers that were like, you can't have pogs. I was like, I don't want my pogs.
I remember my sister was like into those Neopet things, though.
Yep, okay.
And I know she got in trouble for bringing those to school.
That's funny. Then Tamagotchi started getting banned. It was a whole thing.
Oh, yeah.
Allison on the south side. What do you teach?
I teach kindergarten through eighth grade Spanish.
Oh, okay. Wow, you got the whole gamut. You got the whole crew. All right, so you heard this teacher had to ban all these words like bruh and riz and bet, vibe, and 32 different words she banned from her room. Is there something you had to ban from your classroom?
Oh, well, mine are more food related.
Okay.
And the two things that are banned in my classroom are raisins and sunflower seeds.
Raisins and sunflower seeds. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
Two, like, seemingly healthy snacks. Why are those two banned?
Well, the raisins came in the lunch, and the kids, you know, like to play with those and toss them across the room at each other. And I just got sick of cleaning up after it.
Gotcha. So, because they wouldn't eat the raisins, they were used as projectiles.
And sunflower seeds, as you can imagine, is worse than gum any day of the week.
Now, are you talking sunflower seeds with the seeds, like they spit the seeds like we did in baseball on the floor? Or the,
yes.
You just, really?
Absolutely never allowed in the classroom.
Yeah. I can't believe they're just spitting them on the ground.
Yep.
Oh, you know, I always say that the healthiest snacks are the most dangerous. No, I don't really say that.